WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Every other year, the Boston Early Music Festival brings together performers, scholars, instrument makers, publishers, record distributors, and early music fans from all over the world for a week of concerts, conferences, classes, and of course, controversy. At the exhibition, you can try out a viola da gamba made in Paris, or a Celtic harp made in Cuesta, New Mexico. And you can check your pitch on an electronic testing device from Calgary, Canada. You can visit the great historic instrument collection at the Museum of Fine Arts, or attend a demonstration of Scottish lowland bagpiping. An air of happy competition prevails as rival crumhorn makers compare notes. But most people come to hear music, and there are concerts in halls, churches, and hotel rooms going on till midnight, some of them by some of the greatest musicians in the world. English early music superstar conductors appeared this year. Andrew Parrott, the founder of the Taverner Choir, led a fascinating reconstruction of a Monteverdi Mass celebrating the end of the plague in Venice in 1631. No separate score for this Mass exists, but scholars believe that most of the music is in an anthology of Monteverdi vocal music called Selva Morale e Spirituale that was published 10 years later. Contemporary reports say the Mass included some purely instrumental passages, but no purely instrumental music by Monteverdi survives, so appropriate selections by other composers are used instead. Nothing as richly textured or as moving as Monteverdi himself, though. The main event of the Boston Early Music Festival was a concert performance of Mozart's early operatic masterpiece, Idomeneo, led by Roger Norrington. It's probably the least well-known of Mozart's greatest operas. The story is a kind of postscript to the Trojan War. Mozart took an outmoded and stilted form, the so-called opera seria, or serious opera, humanized its stock heroic figures, and revitalized its rigid conventions by sometimes allowing one number to flow directly into the next. There are magnificent arias and choruses, marches, and even a ballet, and some of Mozart's most sublime instrumental writing. The greatest moment is probably the quartet. Maybe for the first time in opera, four different characters express their individual, conflicting emotions simultaneously. The singers here are four superlative young Americans, Jeffrey Thomas as Idomeneo, the King of Crete, Lorraine Hunt as his son, Idamante, and Jean Omerley and Lisa Saffer as the two rival princesses, Ilia, the captive Trojan, and Electra, the exiled Greek, who are both in love with Idamante.
Thank you.
Not every early music event at the festival was state-of-the-art. This year's object lesson was an enthusiastic but provincial group from Germany who put on an old-fashioned, heavily cut version of an opera called Enrico Leoni by the obscure Italian-born German composer Agostino Steffani. He was an important precursor of Handel. This group would benefit from attending a few more early music festivals.